Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, more dinim that have to do with payment for damage. Mishnah says, Shum Kesef, the evaluation of damage has to be in terms of money. What we're saying basically here is, we can't just say that there was reciprocal damage, two people damaged each other, and we can't just say, you know what, they both damaged each other, let's call it even, everyone will just walk away from the situation. Rather, we have to evaluate every single instance equally. Let's say Reuven hurt Shimon, and he damaged him with 100 zuz of damage, and then Shimon hurt Reuven 50 zuz worth of damage. You don't just say, all right, you both hurt each other, you both damaged each other, let's call it even. Rather, since Reuven damaged Shimon 100, and Shimon damaged Reuven only 50, Reuven is still obligated to pay Shimon 50 zuz. It has to always be to the penny. Whoever owes that larger amount has to pay that difference. Veshaveh kesef. If a person, a damager, the mazik, dies and he leaves property to his estate, the estate has to now pay the victim, but they pay him not with metaltelin, movable objects, which are like money, but they pay, which is kesef, but they pay him with something which is shave kesef, worth money, which is land, as opposed to the mazik. When the mazik is alive and he causes damage, he could pay with whatever he wants. He could pay with kesef, he could pay with metaltelin, movable objects, or he could pay with karka, with land. Here, when it's the yorshin, when it's the inheritors who are paying out, they can only pay with land. Bifne bet din, all of these decisions, how much damage was caused, the payment to the of the damager to the victim, they have to be done with a court of dayanim, of expert judges in a bet din. This is not in every case, because many cases you could have regular judges be the individuals who deal with monetary cases. It doesn't have to be high-level rabbis who have semicha. It could be even regular judges. But whenever you have such a different case of that's totally out of the norm, or where there's a knas, there's a penalty going on where it's not the same as the actual loss, then you have to have expert dayanim come in from a bet din to deal with the situation. Everything has to be done based on the testimony of edim, who are bene horin, who are free men, who are people who are Jewish, people who are baale berit, people who are members of Am Yisrael. Vehanashim bichlal hanezek. Women are included in the laws of damages. They could damage, and they could also become the victims of damage. Halachot are the same for men and for women. Vehanizak vehamazik betashlumin. There are instances where the victim and the damager share in the payment. There's a situation where the victim will also pay. What we're basically saying here is the damager only pays for the damage he causes right away. For example, if he has if there was an animal that the victim had that was worth 100 zuz, and the damager killed that animal, and the carcass now was only worth 10 zuz, so the loss that the damager created was a loss of 90 zuz. The 10 zuz, he could salvage the victim and sell off the carcass for 10 zuz. But let's say while the deliberations were happening, the carcass went down in value to only 5 zuz. So in that situation, the mazik still only has to pay 90 zuz, and the nizak, the victim, loses 5 zuz because he can only sell the carcass for 5 zuz. Different than the original amount of total of 100 that he had originally, he loses that 5 zuz on the devaluation of the carcass. So that's what we're saying over here, that sometimes the nizak, the victim, is also paying at the same time because he's not being compensated for his entire loss.